I said. There's one thing, again, Rambam discussing. How Rambam?
It was very long and complicated.
That hard.
Maybe she's like, stop sharing now. It's too hard. We discussed in the Rambam, there's one point that we discussed Rambam versus the Rif, that the Rif said includes everything, and the Rosh said it means Tzar and Baishis. He said the Rosh and Rambam said include everything. Rambam said everything except Nezikin, except Hezek, includes Baishis and Tzar, and then Reb and Shevis. Rambam says, you know, it might not be Reb and Shevis still. You have to pay whatever it is that they're making you pay over here. But so we're Meyer and the Rosh learns in the Rif, that means only Baishis and Tzar when he's coming to argue on the other people they brought down. So I thought that maybe Griff would be like Rambam, it means everything. But Griff says Akal, right? So then Rabbi Lang showed me that the Beis Yosef argues in the Rosh, means on the Rosh, Pshat and the Rif, and Itaka says, no, the Chareb Pshat and Rambam is that kind of riff is like Rambam that includes everything in Pshutai, so at least I'm not in the answer, at least inside this. But basically, it's also something interesting over there, that's the Rambam. So, this is the Rambam at the end, says that it includes Ripoy and Chavez, even though chances are there might not be Ripoy and Chavez because it's just a little zetz. So he says, though, well, let's say it was like a real, you know, you hit him and it was a significant zetz over there, then you'd have to be done the Reb and Shevis haka by itself. It doesn't say what is the gather of, you know, if this is significant or not significant. But you don't say that Rambam that says seems to say no matter what, this is the price, and Reb and Shevis doesn't get, Reb and Shevis included somehow, doesn't get its own shuma. But the Beis wants to tell you that even for the Rambam, it's not so posh. Now, so we're discussing that Gemara that's called Knas. Teresa says, "Lav da'afik Knas." This means that there's no chesar and kiss. Therefore, if dinish l'chesai, v'etzim is talking about Knas, and then we said the Gemara Nadal is in favor of not Knas. As a Rashi on the Peidalot on Beis, Rashi also speaks out over there that it's not Knas. That Baishes is not Knas. Says Rashi, why is Baishes not Knas? Bibi Maslow Pagam, Upagam. Rashi says, Baishes lav Knasu, Sharei Ein Kotsu, Elo Lefiam Abayish, Ramis Baish. Rashi says it's not Knas. And why is it not Knas? It's Rashi because it's not Kotsu. And Rashi is going with the Shita that what's Kaveh is something, whether it's called Knas or not, if it's a fixed price, it's called Knas. If it's not a fixed price, it's not called Knas. Says Rashi, it's not a fixed price because it's called the Fi, the Mavayish, and the Mizvayish. Akbar Rashi says over the affairs that it's not Knas, it's Mammon. So the question is, so I Rashi, with the Rashi by us, Rashi learns and talking about Baishas, and Rashi seems to be saying that's Knas. Rashi says straight up Baish Knas. He doesn't say like Taisus says that it's Nochsar and Kis, Lev Dinshul Hosayu. Taisus says Vinyash of the Gemara. Rashi says, Baishas, Rashi says, Knasu! Straight up, Baishas Knas. So besides being a stira, the Gemara of Dalin, hard to steer Rashi Menei Abay. Hard to steer Rashi Menei Abay. That's a big problem with this Rashi. That Rashi of Pedal says it's Knas, because Rashi says it is not Knas, and here Rashi is saying it is Knas. So the truth of the matter is that Hagufa could be the Rashi on the Pedal, that's him, is the Pesach to answer the steer between Rashi by us, let's say, in the Gemara. The Gemara says Baish is Lahed, the Gemara says Baish is Knas, it's Mom and not Knas, and Arsene Rashi saying it is Knas. So, Rabbi Abraham wants to say a very good word. Let's look at Taisa for a second. Taisa says, Yesh mefarshim l'oni shebisrael kama. Avachayrim hakpim bayish mezbayish. Now this Tosfos is bothered that the Gemara has a fixed price, right? Gemara has a fixed price. Now the Chara Tosfos is bothered. What do you mean? Hakpim bayish mezbayish. The bayish is totally in the situation. There's no fixed price. How can Gemara give you a whole list of depending what you hit him with? This and that, different prices. It's totally in situation, totally in circumstances. So Tosfos, you're right. That's what our Gemara is talking about, the base level. The onus of Yisrael, then this is the price. But anybody not like that, you're not going to have to figure it out. It's not a clear cut price. The Ri says, Faker, punk Faker. The Hainu, go to Yisrael. Do me do this Nama Chayvel. Such an Arsene Messiah Mzuz. Umukilal, go to Yisrael. So there also, the Gemara gave a fixed price. The Gemara says, that's talking about a godless Yisrael. That's why it's a fixed price. Now, the Rambam, sometimes the text goes to the two extremes. The text is a problem. We have a fixed price. Doesn't make sense to have a fixed price. It's totally, it fluctuates. So there is either this is the bottom end or it's the top end, right? And everything else, you're not going to have to figure out. Now, just before we get back to Rashi, in the Rambam, where the Rambam, and then the end of that halacha we discussed yesterday, Rambam Chayav al Masik over there, the Rambam said that halacha in Aleph. The Mezmer the Mechubit of Ad Mishum Mevuza and Mat Bil Chaleilu had the Barim Kedz of Bahem. Ain't an idol Elif Yimasheroy Loi K'mash Yudam Sheroy Lital Lefish Yesh Bnei Adam Kaurim Sheim Akpid Mal Boishnam Chayim Vaz Matzam B'Chol Mina B'Bizoy Derech Schoik B'Kalas Roish. Rambam says that Schoik B'Kalas Roish is a derech bizoy for a person. Okay, lead the person. Fair Shana. Okay, if it is Rambam. Rambam says that's derech. That's Rambam's example of someone who's mevaz himself. That's what I'm saying. That's the Rambam's Schmidt's example of a guy who's bozoi. But says the Rambam that this is talking about Adam Mechubit, but not Adam bozoi. So you might understand the Rambam's learning like the Ri, that our Gemara is talking about the top end and not the bottom end. Bukhar is not pshat. It's not pshat the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't say that this is talking about, you know, rich guy, whatever it is, and everything else you have to figure out. Rambam says it's all about mechubit, meaning a regular person. Rambam says there's a different category, right? It's a different category. If a guy is someone who's dafka mevuzah, someone mamash all life, and by him he doesn't have any busha, so then this doesn't apply, and you have to make a calculation. What is the real busha? Because Rambam sounds like not like Tosfos that either to the top end or bottom end. Rambam seems to be saying that Be'etzem, there is a fixed price here. Yeah? And the fixed price here is Be'etzem for everybody. The fixed price is for everybody, except, with the exception of the lowlife, the Bowery bum, who doesn't care about anything. So for him, you have to, he gets a slap, big deal. That's part of his life. Right? So Chayyim Faker, the Rambam, it's mashma, not like Tosfos, where Tosfos says either the top end or the bottom end, he's got a problem, Hakafim and Vayish, Bamis Vayish, and the Rambam is saying that a regular person, this is the price. Right? And we don't start making calculations, this is the price. It's an exception, a guy that's a low life. That's much more than the Rambam. So then if the Rambam is not a fixed price, like Rambam was saying before, because if you get according to the Rambam, right, it's not just baishis, right? The Rambam it includes everything. That's a fixed price. It's not a kaveh. Whatever reason why they were kaveh. Now, Fiza, we could say that maybe Rashi better hold the Rambam in that nekuda, and the stemus of Rashi is certainly mashma. There's no fluctuation over here. It's not a fluctuating scale over here. Because Rashi just says, you know, Rashi doesn't say anything. Not what Rashi said. So Rashi doesn't say that it's totally film by Vayish, Vamiz Vayish. But Tosfos makes a point in speaking it out, and Rashi doesn't do that. So to say that Rashi learned, it's either the upper end or the lower end. Then for crying out loud, why don't you tell me that, right? So therefore, the chayyur mashmaris of Rashi is like I'm saying now in the Ramban that there is no fluctuation over here. So if he's there, then it's gevaldik. If he's mamish gevaldik, emes lamita, I think that may is not a steer in Rashi. It's not a steer in Rashi because. If Rashi, Dafka, Adrab, Rashi answers the Kasha. Because Rashi in Pei Dalet says, why is Baishis not considered Knas? Says Rashi, because it's totally from Baish from his Baish. Because it's fluctuating. It's not Kitzvah. But in our Gemara, it is Kitzvah. In our Gemara, it's a set price. If it's a set price on the Baishis, then it's Knas. That's what Rashi says in the Pei Dalet. The only reason why it's not Knas is because it fluctuates. How can it be from his Baish? But in our Gemara, where Rashi doesn't say that it fluctuates, and I have a Rambam, which I think is Mashma, also that it doesn't fluctuate, except for the exception of the Bowery Bum. But therefore, that's Mamash to Pashim Shan Rashi. That's Pashim Shan Rashi. That's why, even though the Gemara that Dalet says that implies that Baishas is Knas, and Rashi himself, Beferish on Pei Dalet, says Baishas. No more fact. Gemara that Dalet says Baishas is not Knas, but Rashi and Pei Dalet says Baishas is not Knas. But here it's Knas. Because the reason why it's not Knas is Rashi, because it fluctuates. It's not Kitzvah. In our Gemara, it's Kitzvah. In our Gemara, it's Kitzvah, and Rashi is going to argue with Taisvis, and therefore, our Gemara could afford to say that it's Knas. I think it's Emes of Pshat and Rashi. Now, the Rashba over here, when the Gemara asks, Amalei Chista, Knoskam, Kamagnas of Bavel, so Rashba says, we don't cheat this yesh mefarsh kim shumei lu kula the mei boishes heim u boishes knasu. It's funny that the Rashba just like throws it in u boishes knas, like it's supposed to make sense that boishes is knas. Because we did see in the Rambam taka that boishes is knas, but Rashba like just is okay with that yesh mefarshim. He said the mei boish levitz hayra. He saw that in the Rosh. Lav knas mamish kamar elokein knas like Taisus. She called misgadim badim loyshchichi ubina mumcha ubina mumchen loyavdin shluch sai b'milu loyshchichi. Since it's loyshchichi, therefore avdin on shluch saiu loyavdin shluch sai. I mean, Taisus says because it's less bechasar kiss. The Rashba says because it's lo shchichi. So when the Gemara says lo shchichi, the Rashba talks about it, that Gemara says it, the Rashba is a little difficult. Taisa says because it's not on kids. The Rashba says lo shchichi. What's going on over here? Because the Gemara over there says both svaras, right? What does the Gemara over there say? The Gemara says that Adam. The Gemara says the Yinishlichus Ay, right? In Babel, they're not Smuchim. Yinishlichus of them there. It's Israel in order to Paskin in Babel. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says if there's no Chasar and Kiss, only when it's Chasar and Kiss and Shrichi, in order to be done Shlichus Ayu, you need two conditions. It has to be Shrichi and it's Chasar and Kiss. Says the Gemara Hilka Adam Ba the Mafka this way Chasar and Kiss Kim Lo Shrichi. So the Gemara says that Chavala, that even though it's Chasar and Kis, but it's not Shchiach, which the Rechag I mentioned this morning. This Gemara is B'chayim Mashma, not like Reb Chaim. Not only Rashi over here says it, also says B'Ferish that this is Chasar and Kis. The Gemara says that Adam ba'Adam, this is Chasar and Kis. Rashi says, the Kamach say midame, you're making him worth less, Rashi says. It's mashma. There is a chsar and kiss, and you're paying for that. You made his value go down. That's what you're paying for. Rashi's mashma. B'charit the Gemara is really mashma like that. Gemara says it's bechsar and kiss, and the Chaim is saying not like that. So in the Rambam Taka, we said yesterday, the Rambam says that nezek and sar is knas. So we said, why is nezek and sar knas? Teretz is if you're b'chaim, it's good. Because nezek and sar is knas, because that's me really part of l'gamri. You didn't cause him a loss, because ain damam mechayr. There's no price tag on a person. So in the Rambam, l'chayr b'chaim, l'chayr is right. But in Rashi says lahedya the midame, and that Gemara, the Rashi says that there is a loss. Like Rashi in the Mishnah over there said, because if he wanted to sell himself as an eved, he won't be able to sell himself. He won't get such a good price. Rashi in the Mishnah in the beginning of Chayvul says. So Rashi is learning that there is a chesar by Nezi. And the Gemara Schar says it's be chesar kes. I don't know what kind of do the Gemara, but anyway. So Gemara says by nezek, by chayvul, we say it's even though since it's lo shchiach, so we're not that. Oh, but now baishes, even though it's shchiach, but there's no chasar and kiss. So you're missing one or two the conditions. Now tais is by us is learning that what are you being chayv for? What are you being chayv for? According to Tais, what are you being chayv for? In our sugya. Not a very difficult question. Oh, anybody?
Boishes,
thank you. So that's why Tais says that the reason why you're not done in Bavel is because it's Leishchiach. Because you couldn't say. Because it's it's less bechsar kiss, which is what the Gemara says by baishes. The Rashba says, what are you being yesh mefarsh and what are you being chayy for? Yesh mefarsh from the Rashba, what are you being chayy for?
Seven baishes.
Baishes and tzar, right. Okay. You vindicate yourself a little bit. Saran Baishas. Therefore, the Rajba says, why let Yishluchu Sayu? So you can't say because there's no Chasaran Kiss, because that morning only says that by Baishas. You know, Yishlodin Taket, Sar. Sar, Chasaran Kiss?
No.
Chor not, right? Chor is also, the Gemara only says by Baishas. I'm just thinking now. Tzar al-Khar is also not chasar and kiss. Now, I was thinking that since the Rashba includes not just Baish, Tyson says Baish, the Gemara says Baish is because the reason why we're not dealing with us is because there's no chasar and kiss. That's why we're not done Baish. I was saying, but since the Rashba includes other things, if we have to come down to the Svara of Leishchiach. But I'm just thinking now, Lechar Tzar is also not chasar and kiss. Tzar is just Tzar. There's no chasar and kiss by Tzar. So, Lechar, you know, the Gemara says, you have to understand if go be in the Gemara over there. The Gemara says the Svara of Chesar and Kiss by Baishas. The Gemara says the Svara of Leishchiach by the rest, it sounds like by the rest of the things, Adam Ba'adam, the rest of the Dal Dvarim, the Eid Dvarim. But the question is though, is Tzar, Luchar is not Chesar and Kiss. Tzar is not Chesar and Kiss. So why does the Gemara say Baishas Vitzar? So that's the question. Yeah. Oh, anyway. Oh, so that's what the Rashba says. We like Taisus, you know, along the lines of Taisus. They know it's really not knas, but it's got all the halachas. Menegei ar sugya, not menegei ma'ayi beknas pater. Menegei ar sugya, it's considered knas because the gabe whether you dan bavel is totally whether shchiach it's totally whether chesaron kiss. But kash lifek the Rashba, my kama. The toughest lamb of kinimineh. I feel like toughest. Yamar kaboyli zimna ledina eretz yisrael mazamninale. Let's say the Rashba has two questions. that what does our Gemara say? What's Gemara screaming at Rav Chisda? What do you mean? How you be Dan Dina Knossos in Bavo? What do you want to know? Why do you want to know the price? Oh, one second. You must be Dan Dina Knossos in Bavo. But the Rajva, even in Bavo, it's important for me to know what the price is. Why? Aleph. Because Alacha, that if you feast the help by Knas, even in Bavo. Feast the help by Knas, says the Rajva. Secondly, says the Rajba, because the Gemara says, let's say the guy says, okay, we can't be done Knas and Bavel, but he wants to make the Tvei wants the Nitva to go from Eretz Yisrael and be done in the Knas. And he's right to do that. If he doesn't want to go, we put him in Cheirim. So Meila says the Rajba, we have to know the price. Why? Because Imafayis Leminafshe, yeah, let's say the guy says, fine. I want to get out of this cheirim over here. I don't feel like going to Eretz Yisrael. I'll just pay you. It's not worth it for me, right? So we have to know how much he has to pay. How much he has to pay? We have to know the price. Even though we're not going to be down in the knosses, we still have to know the price. Because again, if the guy was typhus, we have to know was he typhus the right amount, or but again, this guy wants to stop there to Yisrael, and we put him in cheirim because he didn't want to go, and now he wants to get out of cheirim. He's willing to pay. How much does he have to pay? That's Rajma's kash. So the Rajma answers that that's goof included in the Gemara's Teretz. They call Aimli Gufa de Uvda. He wanted to know, was there Taka Tvisa over there? Because that was Gufa, what he asked him. In the Hampshire of the Gemara, which we didn't see yet. Now, Derech Agav, first of all, in this Rajma is against their Baron Tam. When the Rajma says over there, Tvisa helps. Tais over there, and Rosh over there, and then the first parrot, they bring down the Shidr Ben Tam, and the Ben Tam says that Tfisa helps only if your taif is the Mazik. Now it's not Hefkervel that Tfisa helps by Knas, like the Rajba seems to say, that Tfisa helps by Knas, and that's why it's negated, know the price, Tfisa helps. The Ben Tam says no. The Tfisa helps is very, very limited. Pirish, Dafka Tafas Dovra Mazak Atzmai, the Bayokil Vachamim, he Tafas Bashasa Ezek, Avamidi Achrin Aloy. So it's a special head to Bashas Maisa, the guy damaged you, you could grab the shard that had damaged you. Even the shard Tam. The Amit, the Bechol Midi Tafas, Midi Dei Kamar, Lem Afkinaminei, says the Raj, says the Ben Tam, also the Tekala, the Yoimel Machar, Yigzo Kala Shaloi, Lem Afkinan. Shenayin on the Nikasas. Mizay Yavs, the Yeris Lamasha Hizik. Said the Baron Tam, if we're going to allow for Tvisa, then it's going to be Hefkevel. Someone damaged someone, Reifen of Knas. The guys go ahead, be Typhus, who knows what. Right? And we can't be down the Knas to know that maybe it was too much and he has to give him back the change. Right? And we're not down the Nikasas. So the guy's gonna be stuck. There's no way we can take it out of the guy. The guy will be typhus, and when so normally the guy's typhus, something shleiked in. Okay, we take it away from him. But here, in order to take it away from him, we have to down the necrosis. Ain't no necrosis above. That's the Rana Tam says. But so the Chaga of the Raj Bayos is a garden. The Raj Bayos asked the Kasha. Maybe it's the Ger Tvisa, and over here. There's no, he's not here. The Mazik is a person. He's not being paid for this person, right? So says the Rosh. We hold the Lamal Dvarav. Dimlokach Yeris Mechdein Izn Zakov. Yichelim Bezin Ladon Veishiachs Leam Eiser. Leimidin Dine Knosim Bava. Shereikvar Nifra Minizka Bekanas Chamin. Shamalom Efkinim Minay. Meinu Donim Elahachsas Am Eiser. Says the Rosh. Very nice cheshbin. That in the case when the guy took too much, and we're being done, how much is he owing? In order to, they should give back the rest. Are we being done dine knosis? Says the Rosh, no. We're not being done dine knosis. The dine knosis is over with already. The guy was typhus, he was zaycha. We're being done. The extra part, we're being down. How much of it is not yours? We're not being down the. We're not being down the knas. The knas is finished. He was typhus. The tvisa helped. So as far as you know, being down in the knas is being down. Are you chayiv or not? How how much are you chai? Are you chai or not? So we're not being done that, it's already done. You already have tashlumin. So it's not minigay, are you chai or not? He's already paid. What are we being done? Basically, what we're being done is not the dine krosis, for the sake of the dine krosis. We're being done the dine krosis as a chatimtza to know that the extra we got, he's got to give back. So Mela says the Rosh, that's not called being done the dine krosis. Fine. So that's one point in the Raj. We see the Raj is not like the Baran Tam. Now, in that Rosh over there, the Rosh is very, there's another important Rosh over there, which is again a little bit more in the next sugya of Adnanil Nafshe. Now, the Rosh says, means now from the Ramah. The Hadar Mini Tafas is Lemafkina Mine, Hainu Dafka Kashir Niske. I bought some miniske. I would pay miniske. Going to shlumin. There are some knasos, which like palganiske knasa, right? So there, you're paying. That's in the nezik was $100. Palganiske knasa. The chiyuv is half of the hezik. So if he's typhus, half of the hezik. So maisa, the guy's not getting. It's not more than the hezik. He's getting less than the hezik. Elamai, but it's a knas because really should have been part of the gamin. But the point is, he's getting less than the hezek that was done, right? So then tefisa helps. Says the Ramah, but there are certain knases where bats and the knases by definition is more than the hezek, right? As a shleishim shel eved, let's say it depends. Might depend on the value of the eved, but dal dehei or kefil. By definition, you're paying twice or four or five times the hezek. So there, says the Ramah, the tefisa doesn't help. And there's only finding where it says by palganis and knasa. Right? Or the case of the Gemara Nechayvel, where he's being typhus not more than hezek. But that the nizik should be able to get more than the hezek for that was not the kana. That is not the kana that tefisa should help, even in Baba. In other words, because the site says the Rosh is why they make this kana, why they say tefisa helps like knas, even in Bavel. The Agmar says that you're not dandin in Bavel. So if you're not dandin in Bavel, so why should tefisa help? Says the Yad Ramah that. When our Gemara says you're not in the Bavel, but Tvisa helps, Shad is because there's Takana here. What's Takana? The Maizah, the guy lost money. So we don't want the Maizah to get up scot free. The guy lost money. So it's Takana, for the Nizik. He should get his money at least that he lost. Right? Oh, says the Rosh. Says the Ramah, that's Tafka when he's not paid for more than what he lost. We don't want him to lose money. So maybe we made a Takana, Tvisa helps. But then he should get more. That's made done in the Nikonas of the Bible. There's no reason why it should be done in the Nikonas. El Ma'is, the Khan is a Chamin, that the Nizam shouldn't lose out. Okay, so therefore Tvisa helps. But that he should gain money four or five times in the Hezek, for that we say, this ain't done in the Nikonas of the Bible. That's the Rosh. That's the Ramah. Zok the Rosh, he argues. And it's very important to see the Rosh. Says the Rosh, the year Ali, Shimban Nizat Lefei Betan, Bloin Nirali. The Lafta Kantihi. Says the Rosh, the very important Rosh. Says the Rosh, it's Lana Takana. That Tfisa helps. The Rosh brought down the Gemara, Tfisa helps by Knas, even in Babel. It's Lana Takana Tacham. The Adram I learned Takana Tacham. The male is limited. So the Rosh is Lana Takana. Eladino. The Midarai Simachayim Lei. El Shein Loi Dayan Bibabel. Sheikhufan Elitin Loi. B'chol chay gavna ob inish dinin on afshay lemafkina minay ad yov kol the mechoy lemidaraisa. Says the Rosh that tefisa helps is in the raisa. Says the Rosh because the din of a dinin on afshay our sugya coming up. The Rosh paskin that we say adam dinin on afshay. Or maybe over here it's got a chasaret. Maybe everyone might over here because. he's not going to be typhus it, then he can't get it. It's not like he can go to Bezdin. Bezdin's not done. It's not done in crosses, right? So this mail says the Rosh. It's a din d'oraisa. It's not a takana. So if it's not a takana, then who cares if it's five times an ezek or 100 times an ezek? Ikar din. Now, so that's the Rosh. So this Rosh is an important Rosh. Not so much in Geit Ha'ar Sugya, but maybe yeah. Because Shaila's how to learn the Rosh. Because there's a Shaila by Knas. Yeah? But by Knas, there are those that want to say that many Achareni want to say that Pshaz by Knas, the Chi of Knas is made in Bezdin. And Bezdin doesn't just tell us, Bezdin is passing the Shaila, is there a Chi of not? By Knas, Bezdin creates the Chi. Okay? That's a whole discussion by itself. It's not the time to go into it now. The rise, the hair, rise, the hair. But this is a concept. Some learn that's good for why Maid Knas is Potter, because the Chi wasn't Chal yet. But there's a concept in Knas that some hold anyway, that the side of the chil in Knas and Mammon is by Mammon, Bezdin implements the Chiv. By Knas, Bezdin creates the Chiv. So Meila, so Rav Chanan is done this in Kovitz Shurim Chel Beis and Simon Yud Gimel to the Rosh and Isvav. So he says, you know, at first glance, the Rosh seems to be saying that even by Knas, it's a Chiv without Bezdin creating the Knas. It's the Rosh. Rosh says it's a Chiv D'Raisa. Rosh says Chiv D'Raisa. Mashma is a Chiv. It's a Chiv. The Chiv is already there before Bezdin. That's the Chiv Pashas is Rosh. It's a very important Rosh. Very important Marmakim in that child of what is the Gedder of Knas. However, B'chonon tries to be Matchiv. Tries to be Matchiv the Raya. That he wants to say that the side of Knas is that there's really, I'll tell you, that the Chiv is Taka only Chal with Bezdin. Meaning, with a small variation. So I want to say the Pshat is that the side of Knas is that Knas has to be forced. The difference between Knas and Mammon is that Mammon, you owe the money, finished, right? Knas, Pshat is, it has to be forced Ayidei. It has to be forced Ayidei Bezdin. It has to be forced. The idea is that it has to be that Bezdin has to force the Knas. That's the Yisrael Knas. That's why we say that, you know, the Chiv, when we say the Chiv is not Chal yet, without Bezdin, Pshat is because we need Bezdin to enforce the Chiv. So he says, that's what the Rosh means over here. But over here, where there was Tfisa, so by Tfisa we say, and Rosh says, Adam Dondino Nafshe, the Pshat is, he's acting as Bezdin, as a Shliach Bezdin. He's acting as a Shliach Bezdin, and the Pshat is, that if he's acting as Shliach Bezdin, and the Pshat is that it is being forced. It's being forced by Bezdin. The Hainu, he's acting in place of Bezdin. So Pshat is, so male is, it's not Mukh, the Rosh holds that Be'etzem, the Chiv is Chal right now. It's like a regular Chiv. Yeah? No. The Chiv is, you need Bezdin for the Chiv. You don't need Bezdin to create the Chiv. You need but the way the money has to be paid has to be with Bezdin forcing it. That's the side of Knas, and that you have over here. But Samzi Nachayim. What do you mean Samzi Nachayim? We need Bezdin. What do you mean you need Bezdin? You need Bezdin because Bezdin has to enforce it. Otherwise, there's no Chiv. But so according to B'chanan. See, maybe we're jumping ahead a little bit, but Fira B'chana comes out that the din of Adam Donil and Afshay, Pshat is, it's mamash like a Bezdin. We'll see tomorrow, there's really a Chakira that I want to discuss. When the Chal Dol din of Adam Donil and Afshay. What does that mean? Does that mean that the guy is mamash like Bezdin? Or no? The guy is losing money, right? Whether or not he's losing it this second, meaning he could go to Bezdin, right? Someone's stealing something from him, right? He's allowed to protect himself. Self-defense, he's allowed to protect himself. So we allow him to protect himself. We allow him to save himself. Even though he won't lose money by going to Bezdin, depending on the sheet. But the point is, we're allowing him to protect himself. It's not the pshat that he's being donned in, his mom is doing a din, right? Pshat is, we let him protect himself. Yeah? Or no, pshat is, his mom is a din of bezdin, which has a din of bezdin, right? Why that should be? It's so funny, Taka, right? That why should he have din of bezdin? Keely's a shliach bezdin. We'll see that this ray is that maybe that is a psagedra bezdin, which is a mechudra to gitzat. But according to Rabbi Chanan, he's learning the Rosh.
That means they're right. Originally,
you want to know is the din of is it Adam Dunin and Rasha? There's a whole din of Adam Dunin and Rasha. The Rosh. We're going.
Maybe just said the Rosh is going that it's Deraisa.
No, the Rosh said that the Chiyav was there. What the Rosh said was that the Chiyav of Knas even right the Chiyav with Knas was there. The Deraisa. No. I'm sorry. The Rosh said that Tfisas. The Rosh said that Tfisa helps. By Knas is in their eyes, yes. And the Rosh is saying that that's part of the Nash. It comes out through the Rosh. So sometimes they come out through the Rosh that the Dinner of the Nash is their eyes. That's clearly the Rosh. Right.
Okay.
100% right. Before in the Rosh, the other Dinner of Nash is in their eyes. Not at the comment. Correct. But my Hakira is not dependent whether it's their eyes or not. But it's a good point they're making that the Fidder Rosh, other Dinner of Nash is their eyes. But my Hakira is different. What is the get there of the Din? Of Adam Don Din on Nafshe. The Pshat Adam Don Din on Nafshe, Taka Din, has a Din, Kilu Bezdin is doing it? Or is the Pshat, no, we allow him to protect himself? Is it just self defense? He's allowed to protect his money, so we allow him to do it. When it's raised to the bun again. So, the way Rabbi Chanan is learning the Rosh, Pshat is his mamash at Maisa Bezdin. Right? Because Rabbi Chanan learns in the Rosh that it's a Maisa, that you need a Maisa Bezdin for Knas. And this is a Maisa Bezdin. That's what comes out for Rabbi Chanan. Pashtis, the Rosh, is the Chanan Rabbi Chanan. And the Lashon of the Rosh says, it's not twice, it's an important Rosh to have a Knas. As I said, it might be the Gay Ar Sugya, or either way, it's the Chanan Gay and Knas. The Rosh says that, the Rosh says, the Yargis in the Ramah, he says, Eladinu, the Medaraisa Mechayiv Lei. El Shem Lein Lei Dayin Bubbal Shechufenu. Litein Lei. Chagavna, of the Dinish Dilan Avsha. The Rosh said, Lashon, Medaraisa Mechayiv Lei. It sounds like Medaraisa, you're ready Chayiv now, without Bezdin. So the third way, the first one is the Rosh, to me, sounds more right. That Be'etzem, the Rosh is telling me, you're saying the Knas. Okay, this part is not a Gayet Harasug, but it's a Gayet, you're saying the Knas. The Knas, Knas is the Rosh is telling me that by Knas, the Chiyiv Knas. The Chiyiv Knas is there right away. It's not Bezdin that's creating the Chiyiv, Bezdin is implementing the Chiyiv every moment. It's a different by the Knas Potter, but Knas is a Chiyiv that's Chal. It's a Chiyiv that's Chal right now. Oh. Now. Let's go back to the Gemara. Tell me what happened. Who got grusa betray? Chol yoyim have a dolly chad minayu. Also chad. Kadoli biyoyim adlav delay. Uma yoyim adihu. Vashkach be. Shaka padva. Padva demora machi. Rashi. Gufadovda, the padna mukabina, what was the issue over there? Gagrusa, bar mai mukhanas mashka sadas. So that's why the guy was stealing his water, kids. I'm like, oh, that's the case. May a pandi panda the machye. Fill my dumb love, there's an afshe. Makam say, the oven is near an afshe. So over here, is he could be, he could take the law into his own hands. Rashi. If he finishes the water, you're not able to irrigate your fields, you're going to have an abscess. It'll be too late. Okay, God, no, I'm going to do it. Oh. So, that's what I said with the Pseida, Kulam Moida, of it in the Dilanashay. Now, the Santa Mukyasev over here, on this Gemara, even before he gets involved in the Sugya of Adonai, right in the beginning, right off the bat, on our Gemara, this what the Gemara says, he should hit him 100 times with that hoe handle. Says Mukyasev. I missed the joke. Imeinah Yachal Lahatzila de Dovaracher, Eloi de Haka, listen to Rabbi Yisai. Says the Muki Yosef, listen to what I say. Umeilo, Shamino, the Shliach Bez the Nami, Hochidine, Bahade Mandle Sayez Dina, the Loite Mahochi, More, Memoina, Hechiav Le Meshusa, Lemevarachi, Mi Ola Mishliach Beidina. Yeah, says Muki Yosef from this Gemara, this random Gemara over here. Derech Agav, I can take out halacha which negates the Shliach Bezdin. Now I see from here the Shliach Bezdin that comes to enforce a psak din, and the guy's not listening. Then he's allowed to beat the guy to a pulp. Maya Pandi. Says Mugeis, what's my raya? Because if you tell me that the Shliach Bezdin can't go so far, then what's Pranara Gemara? How can you tell me that Odin Dandil and Avshe is better than Bezdin? Right? So if we say, so this Mugeis, Mamash Negeir Chakir that we just cleared. If you say that the Din of Odin and Avshe is a special heter, that person has a right to protect himself from the loss of money, yeah? So special hat that we gave the guy to protect himself from losing money, yeah? So Mela, what's the Raya Gabi Shliach Bezdin? What's the Raya Gabi Shliach Bezdin? Special hat there. That a guy can take the law into his own hands, right? You know, as a vigilante over here, yeah? So if the Chinese is a vigilante, so we gave him a hat because you need to protect yourself, then what's the Raya from him to Shliach Bezdin? And the way Mugi Yosef says, you know, it can't. How could it be? Says Muki Yosef, if the Shliach Bezdin can't beat the guy up, can't so much, right? And you could, right? What's the raya? If you see if the Muki Yosef holds, if Etzim, it's like he's like the Bezdin. Behind him, that's Kiilu. Chazal gave him the Kayach, or maybe the Torah gave him the Kayach, right? That he is like a Shliach Bezdin. He is implementing the din for Bezdin. Mails up to Muki Yosef. If we see that he can do it, and he go all the way, hit the guy 100 times, yeah, the guy is not listening. So then, of course, the real Shliach Bezdin could do it. Koshkein, the real Shliach Bezdin could do it. So what do we see from here? We see from here l'chayra a big insight. We see from here that the side of Odom Don Dina Lenafshe is the Pshat that it's Mamash Agedar Bezdin. It's Mamash Agedar Bezdin. It's Mamash Agedar Shliach Bezdin. That's why the Mukhi Yosef could learn that one from the other. We see that the quasi Shliach Bezdin could hit the guy, Mamash beat the guy to pulp. Then of course, it must be that the real Shliach Bezdin would do the same thing. That's why I think this Megaris is mamash a big aside in the whole sugya. Now, where's my Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Who's that Perkei Beis? Who is the Rambam? On the list? What? Anyone has down?
We didn't do a
Rambam. No one wrote down the Rambam Kaimis?
Rabbi Meir told us Russian flashback.
What?
We didn't do a Rambam.
You were told his Rambam? Oh, really?
It's a Russian Rashba.
Okay. Sorry, Perkei Beis, love you, Beis. Rambam is so weak. So. Rambam says like this. Listen for a second for the Rambam. Yesh lo adam lasa is din la'atzmai. Miyesh biyade kayach. Hayo ukedas ukehalacha wa'isa. Ain a chayav atroyach lahavi the bezdin. Rambam passes adam dam din la'afshei. You know, you're not going to go to bezdin. Afal pi shlo hayo shem hefsid b'nechasa. There's no hefsid. Ella nechasiv elu. No, nechasiv elu nesacher. Uba the bezdin. The Fikra says the Rambam kibel olav baldina bevil the bezdin. Let's say the baldin complained after he was done the nafshe. I beat the guy up for whatever reason. The guy comes complaining to the bezdin. He beat me up. V'darshu matzu shasa kalacha v'din emes v'din em don laatzma ein seistrin es dinai. Bezdin sees that he passed him correctly. So ein seistrin es dinai. Bezdin doesn't. Bezdin says, okay, it was okay, you did good. So the whole Haluch Yeluch of the Rambam sounds like that it's taka, the Rambam said, if you did okay, it ain't Seisrin as Dina. Right? It's Mashma that it had a Chashivis of a Din, and if you ended up being right, the guy comes to complain to Bezdin. The Bezdin has to be down to see if you're right. Once they see that you're right, then they say, you ain't Seisrin as Dina. It means your Din was a good Din. And the truth of the matter is, Bemisin, the whole Perek, you know, talks about different Efanim of Bezdin. I'm talking about, Yini Bezdin 3, I'm talking about Yochid Mumcha. The whole Rambam is discussing the various Efanim of Bezdin. Then the Rambam says, Yesh Lod Mas is Din La'atzma. Right? So in the whole context of the Rambam, it sounds like in the Rambam, there's Ramazan Hilchos Tamei Meditan. Yeah? The Ramazan Hilchos Tamei Meditan. Another Hilchos Sanhedrin, in the parable we talk about the different types of Bezdin, the different levels of Bezdin, and Yochanan Mumcha, Bezdin Shalosh, and then there's this guy, right? So Mashmoy is Chayon Rambam, those likeness in Nugi Yosef, that the gather of Adam, Don, Dilan, and Arshay is Takap's a real din, and Zakashlech Bezdin, is Taka an Indian of din. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Just the first part. Rav Nachman Amar, Ovid Inish Dino Nafshe. I'm sorry, Ditmar is called. Ditmar. Rav Nachman Amar, Ovid Inish Dino Nafshe. Nachman Amar, Ovid Inish Dino Nafshe. Hech Dino Nafshe. Say the Kulam would think of Inish Dino Nafshe. He pleaded the Hech Black of Seda. You know, my life is in Avshay. He Black of Seda. Laser come and dine. Why don't you go to Bezdin? Because you have time. And now, Ovid in Avshay. Him the Bedin Ovid. Like Torah. Since Bedin Ovid, you're doing correct. You're doing correct. Like Torah, you're not Mukhiv to be Terech. Now, this line of the Gemara, the chim and the bedin tarach, the bedin of it, you're doing what like the din. Now, this is really the mocker for the Rosh over here, because the Rosh over here says this whole din, the adam don deal in nafshei, says the Rosh, nachman of the nafshei, Rosh simen gimel like pigahani emroi bruvin shabal ligzol chavetz meshimin. Ramad Shimon Negdai Veiko. And before that. Let's go to the middle of the Rosh. Just to get this point. We're not going, before we get to this part of the Rosh. The Rosh says, and Rav Nachman Sabar, Kiva the Dina Kavid, the Yochel Levarer, Shebedina Yochel Haitzim Menu, Yesh Le Rishus Lahatzla Shalai, Afil Vaka, Himein the Yochel Lahatzla Binyan Acher. So the Rosh says two things here. The Rosh says there's a Tnai, an Ovdin and Avshai, that has to be that you feel the old Mivara the Din. The old Mivara the Din. So that line, I think the Rosh got that from the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says, Kivon de Bedin Ovid Laitarach. Kivon de Bedin Ovid Laitarach. The Gemara is saying, the Tanai, it has to be Bedin Ovid. The Hainu, that you're able to prove it, to prove your case in court. It's not just that you feel the guy, the guy owes you the money, whatever it is, and you feel that he's stealing from you, but it has to be that what you're doing, your argument, can be proven in court, at least the way you're saying it. That's the Lashon HaGemara, keeping the din of it. Now, and then we say, you're not going to go to Beis Din. So, and also the Rosh is a Lashon, Yesh Lo Rishus L'Hatzla Shaloi. Afilu B'Hakka. Himein Yoch L'Hatzla Ben Yenachem. That Lashon of the Rosh bothers me a little bit. The Rosh says that Yesh Lo Rishus L'Hatzla Shaloi. Yeah? It sounds to me a little bit, maybe, that the Rosh learned that the side of Ovid Inish Dino Nafshei is like the other side of the Chakir. That's what it would seem to me. The Rosh sounds like it's a svara that they allowed you to that's all over here. So even though theoretically you could go to Bez, you're not going to lose, but someone's taking something away from you, right? Self-defense, you have a right to protect yourself. You have a right to protect yourself. The Rosh is mashma. That's Ovid Inish Dino Nafshei. You have right to be matzah yourself. So, well, the fee's there, right? It's not the pshat that's kilu is the pesach bezdin over here, and you're implementing the pesach. So here you're the dayan, you're the shaitan, and you're everything, right? You're the aid, you're the dayan, you're doing the whole show, right? Pshat is that it's a heter we gave you lahatzlam amayinai, and so maybe that would answer Chaim's question from this morning. Chaim asked me this morning that why is the Rosh says, okay, you think you know how to psa, right? But so says the Rosh, he asked, what do you mean? But you have to go to Beis Din, you think you know how to psa, right? You have to go to Beis Din. Right? Maybe Bezdin's job is not just to implement the psak. I'm being myself in the question, being mocked in the question. Because Beis Din, as we saw, we learned the sugya, we saw the Taisvis, right? We saw the Reb Chaim with the Taisvis. Beis Din has to do, Beis Din's job is to paskin, and Beis Din's job is to implement the Pesach, right? But Beis Din has to be part of the Biral Halacha, that's also part of Beis Din's job, right? So the chat is, so what do you mean? You think, you know, you have to go to Beis Din to know the Halacha. Right, so it could be that if the Rosh was going that China, you're functioning for Beis Din, that part of Beis Din, you know, Mechtesi, you could do that, right? He's not a Rav, he's not a Dayan, Mechtesi, you should both do that. Right, so therefore you talk a Shveres. Well, you think you know what Halacha? Maybe you're wrong, right? But Seren is Taka Shver. But if the pshat is that it's a special takan over here, that we allowed you to be matzel your stuff. It's like self defense. Someone's taking something from you. You have a right to protect yourself. So if the pshat is that it's a special head that we give you, that you should be able to protect yourself, yeah. Because someone's injustice being done over here, so you have a right to protect yourself. So Mela, then, pshat like this, it's a special head that we want to give you to protect yourself. Now, but it has to be that we're only going to give you a head there if it's something that at least you feel could be proven in. If it's something that you know that something is being done over here, but you're not able to prove it in court, then we're not going to allow you to do that. We're not going to allow. Then you have to go to court, doctor. But if something that at least you feel that you can prove it in court, then we say, okay, so we gave you a special heter to save yourself. But so when the Rosh says that you feel you have raya's that could stand up in a court of law, what the Rosh is saying is that otherwise we're not going to give you the heter. But the pshat is, it's not the pshat that I'm paskening for Bezdin. Of course you can't do that. Of course Bezdin has to ultimately, we need the psak of Bezdin. And then ultimately Bezdin's going to have to do that. But it's a special heter that we gave you that you should be able to save yourself. So it's a male, you don't have to go be mivar that halacha first. Special halacha. Someone's taking something away from you, you're allowed to save yourself. So up the Rosh, but tonight, it has to be that at least you feel this that we're giving you a heter to protect yourself has to be that you feel at least that you can prove what you're saying. Good. If you know that what we're saying can't be proven in court, and for that we're not giving you a heter.
It says Dina Kahavin.
What I think he means is that what you're doing is the correct halacha.
No, that's Biyachol in Baral of Bitch.
What are you saying?
The Dina Kovin.
Right. So even the Dina Kovin, Biyachol of Arish of Dina Yachol.
Oh, it's only based on the.
We're going. The Rosh is Maisiv. Not only is it Dina Kovin, but it's Yachol of Ar. So, it's Yachol of Ar. Say, who are you talking about? It's Yachol of Ar. But Maisiv is Bezdin. So I'm saying the pshat is that it's a special kana that we allowed you to matzah yourself. Now the Rosh says, just has the kreich, but if it's any Yachol of Ar, for that, they never gave you the head.
Shkoach, Rabbi.